Start?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the not new movie review.
We gotta do it with more gusto. What are you gonna do if I die?
I don't know, get a better co-host. Roasted.
Whoa, oh, just damn. Kidding.
Just kidding. I can't replace you. That plant, though.
Yeah?
You'd be my co-host.
Yeah.
What if I scored a big name? What if you die, and I'm like, well, podcast is canceled, and then like Adam Sandler calls me up. He's like, hey, it's the Sandman. I'm like, what? I want to co-host podcast.
You do it this time. You do the...
Welcome to the not new movie review.
More. Do it more. Better.
Welcome.
Higher, faster, welcome, more intense.
You said higher.
Faster, more intense.
Welcome to the not new movie review. My name is Ross Oaks, and with me is...
Jeremy Wainwright.
We're the podcast that channels the success of an
actor. This is the Nanu movie review.
Channels an actor's successes and failures all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice. I am Ross Oaks.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And today is a little different.
We're taking a detour.
We're taking a...
What would normally be our holiday episode.
Right.
But let's be honest. Christmas is basically replaced by Star Wars now.
That's right.
Except for after this year.
Thank you, Disney gods.
It won't be for 3 years.
Thank you, Disney gods.
What big movies do you think are going to try to take the Star Wars spot next year?
Next year? Whatever Star Wars spinoff they come out
with. No, there are no more Star Wars till 2022.
No spinoffs?
No spinoff. We're going to get the Disney Plus shows, but no more movies till 2022.
Probably Cats 2.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's sexy, right?
I've heard there's a lot of ass licking in Cats. Sorry. I watched a clip from Cats, and there was a bunch of cockroaches with human faces dancing, and then Rebel Wilson, who plays a cat in the movie, unzips her cat fur to reveal clothes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I've heard it's wild.
I refuse. People talking about jellicles and shit. I don't know.
I've heard that you definitely want to drink a lot or like get high or something before
you
watch
it. 18 shots of tequila.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can pass out, so you don't have to fucking watch
it. No, no. So it's more, it's intense. It's more immersive.
Can we do a Cats episode? More, is that what you're
saying? Oh, now we're talking.
Jesus, instead of seeing Jumanji tonight.
We are going to see Jumanji right after this.
Do you want to just go see Cats?
If that's what you want, I'm in.
Jesus Christ.
I'm in. If that's what you want to do.
We'll see. The idea. Okay, so today we're doing something a little different.
Yep.
Would you like to inform the viewers of what we're doing? The viewers, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so today, everyone looking at me, we are...
a live studio audience.
We're taking a detour from Charlize. Thank you. Security, get him out.
This episode's already off the rails. Farted twice.
Oh, smelliest episode. Voted so most smelliest smelly. Episode at the
Webbies.
Podcasties. Ooh.
No, I like Podcasties.
What?
Are the Webbies real?
No, but...
Although this is an important picture.
That's a great picture.
All right, continue.
Put that on our Twitter.
Keep talking.
The Podcasties.
What a shirt of that.
That would be a great shirt.
All right, so we've even told them what we're talking about today.
Yeah, we're talking about Star Wars. Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes. Or Tross.
Now, I have some beef with you.
Some beef. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because my brother...
Yeah.
Number one video game player in the world.
Past and future guest.
He told me when we were spending time together
on Christmas,
over the holiday.
Which was yesterday.
That you... Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Can you pass me those chocolates behind you?
There are any... Holy shit, there are.
Yeah, I'll take a couple of those. Yeah. You can have one or a couple. I don't really care.
I'll take one. Yeah. Act like I'm a pig.
They're like little Christmas chocolates, you know?
All right. So your brother, what did Colin tell you? What lies did he tell you?
He said that you won't let him watch this movie.
No, listen. So, sorry for all the crinkling. I have no shame, though. He got a new job where he works late at night.
Sure.
So I figured he's fresh into this new job, working a Thursday. I'm not going to ask him to risk the validity of his new job by asking to take a Star Wars movie off. So I figured we would just see it on a weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to
see... How many weekends has it been?
One.
Okay, all right.
So I went to see it with my girlfriend instead.
Uh-huh, okay,
all
right.
She made us matching Star Wars shirts.
Sure, she did.
Did you not see?
No, I didn't.
All right. So what are we here to talk about?
Well, I'm here to talk about why you won't let Colin see it. Jawa. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, I forgot what Jawa. Did you see them? The Jawas and stuff?
Were you at the Victor one?
Oh, you went to Victor?
No.
We were at Henrietta.
I was at Henrietta.
You didn't see the Jawas?
Oh, wait, I gotta bleep that out. I don't want them to know where I live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at us.
Oh, that is really cool.
But yeah, we were at Texas.
I'll put that in. Wait, can I get a clean?
Texas.
Thank you. Yeah, what time did you go?
8.
Oh.
You were in the theater at 6. Yeah, so you were there when we were there.
Yeah.
But you were almost done.
Yeah, yours was going by the time I...
Yeah.
I already knew everything before you.
You did.
Like my father before me.
You knew all the boring twists.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. Okay, so you... Okay, you go first. Did you like it? What's going on?
We were going to talk about what we've
seen?
Oh,
shit, you're right. Okay.
All right.
What have you been watching?
Since we last talked, which it fits... I rewatched all the main saga films.
Okay.
So we had already talked about Attack of the Clones. I rewatched Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it more than I thought I would on a rewatch. It's still a bad movie.
Right.
There's a lot of good stuff in it.
And I have a feeling I know why, but I'm not going to say it yet.
Okay. And then I jumped into the original trilogy, which I watch on despecialized Blu-ray because the special editions are a war crime.
Sure.
I rewatched A New Hope. Still great, you know? It's kind of weirdly jarring to go right from the prequels to A New Hope,
mm-hmm.
but like in a good way, because you feel like you're back in safe hands.
Well, it's also jarring to go from the new trilogy to the prequels.
I can fucking imagine. Pretty much it's jarring to go to the prequels or from the prequels, because the prequels are like, it's like...
That's true, yeah.
It's like, yeah. You're just like, it's going from getting slapped in the face.
Sensory overload.
Yeah. So then I rewatched that, still great. Rewatched Empire, still... masterpiece. Rewatched The Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Still fun. Mm-hmm. Ewoks. Anyone who doesn't like Ewoks is a pile of manure.
Mm.
Ewoks are good. Rewatched The Force Awakens. Still a fun movie. Rewatched The Last Jedi. I know it's contentious. It's my favorite. And then that led us to The Rise of Skywalker.
Sure.
But I have to tell you, today, mm-hmm. like before I came here,
you watched
Uncut Gems.
Yeah. How was that? Sandler's best performance?
Or easily his best performance.
Easily, okay.
It's fucking amazing.
Oscar...
Well, the thing is, I don't think he's going to get Oscar love for it, which makes me mad.
Nominated, though?
I don't think he's even going to get nominated. Wow. Because I guess it's a big year for best actor performances, and they're like, if anyone's going to get left out, it's him.
Huh.
And he even did an interview where he's like, if I don't get an Oscar nomination for this, I'm going to do so many shitty movies. But it's amazing. It's
well, yeah, because he probably makes more money from doing it. If he pumps out 20...
shitty Netflix original comedies. Yeah. But it's so good. He's so good in it. He does this voice. He almost sounds like Eleanor from 8 Crazy Nights in this movie. You know, it's like, it's like,
Right.
Whitey, I don't know what you're doing. He almost sounds like that, but it works.
8 Crazy Nights, good episode. Go listen.
That is a good bad movie. Although I can sing the song.
It was okay.
When it's 9:30 and here we go. Something, it's a technical foul.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's 3:08. Uh-huh. So take a tea, take a whiz in those flowers, go hit the showers.
Uh huh.
Make a long distance call. Adios, Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
You'll get a kick in the balls. Ooh. All right, continue. Well, then when I walk around with my morning erection.
Oh, God.
Something with this, but I bet shit. I'll continue.
Okay. That's what you watched?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I watch another movie around that? Oh, I watched A Muppet Christmas Carol on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Because I used to watch the Muppet movies when I was a kid, so I don't have any recent experience with the Muppets, even though I still love the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
It might be my favorite Christmas movie now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Wow.
I cried.
Hmm. I've never seen it before.
We know Christmas Carol, right?
Where Scrooge.
At one point, Tiny Tim dies, and George is like, oh my God, Tiny Tim.
Scrooge?
What?
He's a Scrooge?
Who?
Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, Scrooge. You know who plays Scrooge in Muppet Christmas Carol?
Jim Carrey.
Michael Caine.
Oh.
Well, when Bob Cratchit, like his employee, is played by Kermit, so obviously his son, Tiny Tim, is a little Kermit.
Mm.
Little Kermit dies.
Right.
I was like,
Little Kermit.
I was fucking weeping.
Baby Yoda.
Disney's
just trying to make all the money off the little people, huh?
Oh, yeah. Babu Frick.
Babu Frick is tiny.
Good friend. Who, no matter what, Babu Frick is innocent.
Sure.
Babu Frick.
Yeah. He didn't
beautiful.
Do it.
Babu Frick is the best part of this movie.
Well,
and I would say that even if I liked the movie more, Just Babu Frick is the best part of life itself.
Okay.
Babu Frick is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Babu Frick, I would, someone's like, hey, I'm going to shoot you with 5,000 machine gun bullets.
Okay.
Or I'm going to punch Babu Frick in the face. I would say, shoot me with 10,000 machine gun bullets.
Wow.
So I love Babu Frick. Do you think it hurt?
What are you saying? I don't
even
know.
Do you think it hurt?
What?
When Babu Frick fell from heaven. Continue. Okay. What have you been watching?
Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Love it.
The Force did awaken.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
Did the Skywalkers really rise, though?
Love it.
Now, I just need you to tell me, does that title make sense to you?
Okay. Like, just, I mean, just, I get it.
Like, logically speaking, does it make sense?
I get it as the ending of the saga, but as the ending of the movie by itself, I do wish that it ended differently. Yeah. Yes. I wish there was a different last line.
Should have called it like The Spark of the Rebellion or something.
No, that's...
I'm talking about the title itself. Does the title make sense to you?
Yes, the title does make sense to me. Okay, well, you're blinded by...
Could have called
Ryan Johnson.
The Spark of the Rebellion.
I don't know what Ryan Johnson did to you.
I'm blinded by my love for Star Wars.
Okay, then you should like that. Okay, no, we'll get... Hold on. Okay, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Yes.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Better than the first one.
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Home Alone.
How'd you watch them in that order?
And The Santa Claus.
You just skipped Attack of the Clones. Like, you had no time for that.
Right.
Understandable.
I've been on a Star Wars bender.
And you got home from basketball practice.
I'm playing the Star Wars game. I'm playing Star Wars VR things.
You got a tattoo of Jawa on your face.
I want all the Star Wars.
I understand.
So I did Phantom Menace, and then I wanted to go back to Episode 3. Now, on that note...
Episode 3?
Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah. So on that note, you said that you remember... Or you liked Episode 3 a little bit more than how you remember it.
Yes.
I think that's because Episode 9... made me appreciate the prequels a little bit more, as well as The Last Jedi. I like The Last Jedi more with this movie now.
Why watch Revenge of the Sith before I saw
Rise of Skywalker? Did you fart again?
I didn't fart again.
Okay.
But I watched Revenge of the Sith before I saw Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, then I don't know what's up with you. But this movie made me appreciate the prequels more, and that's also The Last Jedi.
There's one major thing.
I think there's an elephant in the room.
That I need to say. Like, we just need to get past this.
Sure.
I don't know if we're talking about the same elephant. Spoilers for The Rise of Skywalker.
100%.
This one thing, I feel like if it had done differently,
yeah,
I would have... Here's the thing. I didn't dislike The Rise of Skywalker. I want to make that very clear.
Right, but did you love it?
I did not love it.
Okay.
I need to see it again.
So you don't like Star Wars, is what you're saying?
I need to see it again. I obviously need to see it again. You know, take it in. You know, obviously it took me a while to come around to, like, I'm trying to think of a better example. But anyways, here. There's one key thing in The Rise of Skywalker that I feel like if they hadn't done, it would have made me enjoy the movie immensely more. But this one thing bummed me out so much that, like, it almost, like, it just, like, sprayed like venom to everything around the movie. So the whole movie, even when I was having fun, which there's a lot of fun in this movie, I was thinking back to that one thing and being like, it is so stupid and pointless to make Rey a Palpatine.
Okay, hold on, I'm gonna cut you right now. Hold on.
There is no reason to go from her being a nobody, which is such a beautiful message, where she's a nobody.
No, it's really not. It's so fucking dumb.
It's how is it stupid? Because then it makes it like, oh, the only way you can be a cool Jedi hero is if you have a cool family. It's so stupid.
Rian Johnson's fine filmmaker, but he doesn't know what Star Wars is.
I have an honest question for you as a Star Wars fan. Why do you want to see the same stuff over and over again?
No, I don't.
It's literally the same. It's the same.
Okay,
it's
but
the
no,
same
but
stuff.
No, but okay, but JJ JJ knows that to round out the saga, the main villain in six movies has been the Emperor. It only makes sense that we
Rey doesn't need to be his granddaughter. Everything that happens with Rey in this movie could have happened.
That's just bonus for me. That's not like...
It's so stupid.
It's really not.
It's handled so poorly, too. Kyle's like, remember what I said before? I was wrong. You actually are special. You're Palpatine's granddaughter. Like, even the moment doesn't even hold that much weight. He's just kind of like, hey, buddy, remember? Guess what? You're Palpatine's granddaughter.
The people in my theater gasped. That was our, you're my father, I'm your father moment.
I sighed because I was like,
oh, God.
There's a great article I need to
find. I had a wonderful audience.
Here, I'm going to pull up
people cheered. People cried. People were clapping.
I cheered when Babu Frick was still alive.
People gasped. It's like I had a great audience.
Like I said, I cheered when Babu Frick was still alive and when the porks came back. Listen.
Because you're a Rian Johnson apologist and you don't see any flaws with The Last Jedi.
No, because I love The Last Jedi because...
You don't see any flaws with it at all.
I do not.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I think that this is also...
In A New Hope.
Listen, okay. I think Rise of Skywalker also does a disservice to The Force Awakens, too. I don't think... Here's what I think my problem was with Rise of Skywalker. I feel like they keep talking about how it's the end of a saga. It didn't need to be the finale of all nine movies. It just needed to be the finale of the sequel trilogy. But I feel like J.J. Abrams, for some reason, like he put more weight on himself than he needed to.
What else are you going to do when some random director comes in and messes it up?
He didn't mess it up. J.J. Abrams has even said that he wished he could have directed Episode 8 because he liked the script.
Yeah, because he didn't like it. What he did do it.
All right, so there's this great article about how The Rise of Skywalker ruins Rey's story.
Okay, no, hold on.
Yes.
So in A New Hope.
Yeah.
This is the problem I have with The Last Jedi that Rian Johnson doesn't understand. I don't think he's ever seen a Star Wars movie.
Oh, he's seen lots of Star Wars movies.
He's fine with his murder mystery, time travel, whatever. But Star Wars, he has no idea what he's doing because... I think the root of the problem is Kathleen Kennedy, but we'll get into that later.
I'm listening, but also reading.
Right. So in A New Hope, in the first 10 minutes of the movie, an escape pod launches from Leia's ship.
Yeah.
And two Imperial troopers are like, oh, there's an escape pod going to the planet. Oh, there's no life forms on it, so we're not going to worry about it. In The Last Jedi, they take an escape pod to Canto Bite, and you don't think there's two First Order troopers like, oh, there's a ship leaving. Should we scan that? What do you mean? How dumb is that? There's life forms on that. Let's blow it up. That's
because they were too busy on the main cruiser.
Oh, they're too busy on the... Shut up.
You also sound like a CinemaSins guy right now.
Well, yeah, that is a plot hole.
That's not a plot hole. That's boring.
Is that boring?
That's not something that I think... Here's my thing. Plot holes don't matter to me as long as the overall story works. That doesn't even sound like... That's just... You could just easily just be like, oh, they didn't notice the escape pod.
Yeah, so they stuck with the boring storyline.
That's your big thing you were building up to?
Well, I just don't like that movie.
Well, let me read this paragraph to you.
I like a lot of things in that movie. I like watching the movie.
Rey didn't need to be a Palpatine to be strong.
Okay.
She doesn't need to wear the Skywalker name like a mask. Mm-hmm. She could have truly been Rey from nowhere with no last name, who struggles with her inner darkness not because it's a clue, but because she's a human. It would have made her story better. It would have made Star Wars better. Hmm. Instead, the galaxy far, far away and the Jedi Order is limited, elitist, and destined to fail again. Because I'm just tired of the bloodlines thing. Why does it always have to be the bloodlines thing?
I guess.
The reason I love The Last Jedi also is that...
Star Wars, okay.
That speech between Yoda and Luke, when Yoda comes to Luke and is like, hey, you know, failure's the greatest teacher. Like, they are what we grow beyond. He's basically saying, like, because The Last Jedi, it's a movie all about failure. All the main characters fail in different ways, but they learn from it. And I think that's such a powerful message for not only, like, a movie, but for Star Wars. Because, like, it's almost like... he's confronting Star Wars, not because he dislikes it, because he loves it and he wants to see what Star Wars has become. And he's making us all confront like the things that we love about Star Wars. Like, we love like Poe because he's the cocky like pilot that always gets stuff done, but he fucks up and he gets a bunch of people killed. Like, we love Rey because she's like the cool, like, you know, main character who's gonna have all this like cool important stuff we're gonna find out about her, but it's like, no, she's just a nobody that lives on some desert planet. But then you learn like Rey can still be special, like, even though she's a nobody. Poe can still be a good person even though he's made these horrible decisions. Luke, like, he abandons everybody to go live on an island.
The part where he throws the lightsaber is objectively the worst part of the movie.
No, it's a great part.
No. I got so mad when I watched it the other day.
And I hate Luke's scene in Rise of Skywalker. I hate it so much.
Are you kidding me?
I really don't.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
The Han Solo scene is great. The Luke scene is bad.
When he grabs the lightsaber and says, "This needs to be treated with more respect," everyone in my theater cheered.
It's so boring.
No, because it does need to be treated with more respect. That's a lightsaber that we've seen for 40 years at this point. You don't just throw it over your shoulder. It's
the last thing he wants to see. It probably gives him PTSD.
It was building up to be a more dramatic moment than...
I mean, that's more on like your own expectations, though.
No, because that's what I saw at the end of the Last Jedi was Luke's dramatic face.
Well, she hands it to him, but you don't know. You didn't know what was going to come next.
No, it's dumb.
And it made me...
It's an insult to Star Wars fans.
The whole arc makes me love Luke Skywalker more because it's this character that like I grew up being like, oh, Luke, he's always the hero. And then you're like, wait, my heroes can fail?
Okay, I do like the hero. I just don't think that's the action that character would have done in that moment.
But do you like Luke's arc in The Last Jedi?
Yes.
Just please don't tell me you're one of those people that wishes he would have shown up all buff and actually fought the First Order. Because those people are the worst.
No. So here's the thing. If I was to redo The Last Jedi, I would have made it so... So I would have done it where... I mean, I do like the way that they did it with it being Han, Luke movie, and then Leia movie. But I think the way I would have done it was Han, Leia, and then save Luke for last. But I would have had it so Leia confronts him at the end and puts up a
Here's force another thing shield. That I feel like a lot of my problems with The Rise of Skywalker comes from them being handed a bad hand. Because this movie was so... You can tell throughout this movie, it was so heavily dependent on Leia. Like, you can tell there's a lot of stuff, like that whole Han thing. I feel like that was going to be just... Like, I love...
Right, yeah,
that was,
yeah.
That was going to be Leia. Mm-hmm. There was going to be more with Leia training Rey.
Yeah.
But, like, they were handed, like, a bum hand because, obviously, mm-hmm. Carrie Fisher passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that hobbled them a little bit. So I will give them a little bit of, like extra credit for making it work at all. Without having who is going to be your key legacy player.
I just think movie. Star Wars is cursed.
What do you mean Star Wars is cursed?
I think it's cursed. I think Star Wars was a fluke that you can make a great trilogy, but I think if you try to do anything after that, it's just going to be so polarizing.
Well, I don't mind that the Star Wars generates discussion. Like, I love the discussion around The Last Jedi. I just hate the people who come out and they're like, ruin Johnson, ruin Star Wars for me forever. I like productive conversation. Like,
he definitely didn't ruin it. I just think his style of filmmaking isn't what Star Wars needed.
It's, for me, I'm just saying it's exact, like, because like when I saw The Force Awakens...
Because he has a very distinct style.
When I saw The Force Awakens, I was so excited. I was happy. Like, Star Wars is back. Obviously, I do have like a couple minute issues. Like, I just... Although, before you argue with me, though, like I do wish it wasn't so beholden to like trying to be like, this is the stuff you love. But I do understand why it did it. And not like... Well, I understand because it was the first time they had to gain our trust back. So that's why I still love The Force Awakens, even if my brain, obviously, I'm like, I wish they'd, like the little things, like when they have to, like, turn on the chess table and look at it, I'm like, oh, cool, whatever, stuff like that.
That's just a two-second thing.
But I love The
Force. They actually played chess in this one.
So for me, The Force Awakens was like, hey, this is why you love Star Wars, remember?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Rogue One, like, kind of accentuated that. I was like, hey, this is why Star Wars is cool.
Yeah.
Last Jedi... It made me believe that like Star Wars could continue forever. because I was like, because he set a whole new chessboard in a way. Like the final shot of The Last Jedi, where it's that little boy mm-hmm. holding the broom.
Rian Johnson thinks everyone's force sensitive. So.
Well, no, he thinks for him, because the message of The Last Jedi, the reason Rey being a nobody means so much to me is that anybody can like be
right.
special.
Right.
Anybody. Whereas, and then with Rey being a Palpatine, this isn't even an argument. It's literally because it becomes like a Harry Potter thing. Mm-hmm. Where the reason you're here is because there's a reason you're special.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's more powerful if there's really no reason for you to be special, mm-hmm. but you still do great things, instead of there having to be a reason why you are special. That's why the Palpatine right. thing kind of just had a sour taste, because literally everything with the Emperor, everything that happens in Rise of Skywalker could have happened if she wasn't a Palpatine.
Everything. Right.
Literally, he still could have been like, oh, I know she's special. I want her
to be the new.
Yeah. Okay. Without her being a Palpatine. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yes. Okay. I see that.
Like, I feel like you might come around. Like, you still might love the movie, but you might, because there's a lot of people who I know like love the movie, but then the more they think about that one thing, they're like, you know, they really didn't need to do that.
I'm still gonna love it though. I mean, it's Star Wars. Why are we fighting about Star Wars?
We're not,
you know,
even
what I mean?
Fighting.
No, I just mean in general.
Well, it's like, fun why to is discuss. Everyone...
Right.
Well, the internet makes everything worse.
Yeah. You know?
Like, there's lots of stuff I loved about The Rise of Skywalker. I think the stuff on the sand planet is so much fun.
Yeah.
I love that 3PO got lots to do.
Oh yeah, 3PO is great. I love this movie.
I just wish this movie could commit to consequences a bit more.
Like, great. Someone said that to me today,
too. Well, the whole scene with him losing his memory, that's so powerful. And I'm like, that's so powerful. There's literally a character we've literally seen in every single movie is basically dead. But then they have to have that, like, oh, R2 had a backup. Hello, old friend.
That is very Force Awakens. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like, and then with the Chewie thing, I don't think Chewie should have stayed dead, but they should have at least made us believe for a little bit longer that he was dead, instead of like 10 minutes later, oh, there was a different transport.
Because
you don't just pretend you killed off Chewbacca and then just be like, JK.
I guess.
But I don't know. And then I wish...
I'm just along for the ride,
you know? I wish Ben had been in it more.
He got a
like. Have you listened to the Blank Check episode yet?
Yes.
David's idea, where Ben turns earlier in the movie, and then he spends most of the movie with them as good Ben. So then by the end, not only has he had more to do as a character, but then by the end, like, there's even more weight to the fact that he, you know, dies. Because I think his turn is really good, but I think
it's awesome.
They should have found a way to push that forward a bit. Because I wanted more fun Ben Solo, you know? I wanted more Ben Solo being a cool good guy.
I don't know. I feel like we got enough. I mean, I'm sure there's more that they shot. They just cut out because it was pretty long to begin with.
Oh, there's stuff. I love Babu Frick. Again,
yeah, everyone loves Babu Frick.
When I say I cheered...
Now, here's the...
When I knew he was alive, I'm not even joking. Because when they blew up his planet, I turned to my girlfriend and I said, they just killed Babu. And she's like, oh my God, they did.
So,
and then the finale's happening. You know, there's a lot going on. Then that Zori ship pulls up, and I'm like, oh, it's the bounty hunter lady. And then it's like, Babu Frick. I literally, both fists in the air. I'm like, Babu Frick.
So here's the thing. The planet that they went to.
For Babu Frick?
Yeah. That was basically JJ's Canto Bight, essentially. They had to go to a planet that they'd never been to before. Into a new area or whatever.
Yeah.
But somehow, like, it didn't seem like a waste of time.
I don't know. They weren't there for that long, though.
Like, the whole, so in The Last Jedi, the whole Canto Bite thing is really this big exposition piece of, like it's just him telling us that there's gray areas.
But also, it's great for Rose and Finn's arcs, though. Especially Finn, because Finn's whole arc in that movie...
Why should I care about Rose?
You're not one of those people who's happy Rose wasn't in this movie a lot, are you?
A little bit.
I like
the role that she played. I like the actress.
She should have been along for the ride.
She really shouldn't have.
She should. She's a great character.
Well, I think the problem, again, is Rian Johnson in The Last Jedi made her
She's
I'm trying to, like, the right word
she's
for it.
She's super important to Finn's arc in that movie, because at that point, and when we meet Finn in The Last Jedi, he's still like, he's, all right, I was a hero, but he's like, I just want to find Rey and go off on my own. Like, I don't really care about this war. Where Rose helps through Cantabite and what they do on Cantabite and what he deals with, like, her and DJ. No, but
he makes her too righteous, though. Like, too...
Because she's a good person.
No, but she's too, she's so in your face about it. She's like...
Yeah, that's what you need.
It's so... No, it's so annoying. Like I don't need her...
The whole Cantabite thing, she's like the angel on Finn's shoulder and DJ is like the devil on his shoulder. Like,
I don't need a random character that I've never met before this movie to tell me that there's Rose two sides to this war.
But she's telling Finn. That's the thing. It's about Finn's arc. Finn doesn't have an arc in this movie at all. Like, everyone, like,
she's the person in school who thinks that they're better than you.
I don't think that she thinks. I think she just honestly is. She just knows.
No, but she does, because she tased Finn for trying to leave in the beginning.
He shouldn't have tried to leave.
She's too up her own ass about it. And I think I think that's Rian Johnson's fault. And I think that clearly reflected how people felt.
It's not a good look that the one person who got a bunch of harassment online and stuff got cut from the movie, though.
Sure, no, but I do think that if she was in the squad, that I think that JJ probably would have given her more direction of like how to do the character better.
I don't think so.
I
should have just been along for the ride.
I think JJ is a better director than Rian Johnson.
That is very false.
I think he has more experience.
I think he's a great director, but I think he's a very bad writer when it comes to writing stuff that's pre-existing. Because I think he has this thing inside of him where he wants to keep going in circles, especially with pre-existing properties, where he just wants to keep coming back to what we know instead of trying to like take like a quick like a right turn every now and then.
Well, I mean, Star Trek 3.
He didn't write that or direct that. But no, I think Rose is a great character and very important.
I disagree. But when it comes I think if she wasn't in The Last Jedi or this movie, it would have made no difference.
No, because Finn wouldn't have had an arc, which is another thing.
No, he would have. I'm sure he would
have. I have a beef with John Boyega. He was all like, oh, I didn't think Finn got a lot to do in The Last Jedi, so I asked them to have me do more in this.
Because to go to this 30-minute exposition piece, you could have used that time in a Star Wars movie is so valuable, and the way he used it was in a way...
It's great.
No. I thought I was going to like it more when I watched it.
Cantabite really doesn't even take up that much time. I rewatched The Last Jedi before I went to see Rise of Skywalker, thinking in my head, like, everyone complains that this takes up so much time.
The stuff in the casino, awesome. I love that. The horses rule. It sucks.
Because they're just giving it to the rich people. They're like, fuck you, rich people.
Yeah, I don't need that. That's not what I'm looking for.
That's what Star Wars is about. Yes, it is. Star Wars is about the resisting against the people who are oppressing you.
Star Wars has never been about money, though.
It's not about money. It's about, like, even back to New Hope.
Yeah, she's trying to be Robin Hood.
All the main characters in New Hope, you have to remember, in the original Star Wars, they're a scrappy rebellion, just like how we have this scrappy resistance.
Yeah.
And the people in Cantabite, the rich people in Cantabite, they contributed to the reason, they're one of the reasons the First Order exists. The fact that they help fund them. They're one of the reasons that they exist. So basically, they're part of the enemy. So I think he's trying to make
up another conflict that we didn't need.
Oh, it's great though.
I love it. No, I don't think so.
It's so good. But John Boyega physically does things in this movie, but he has no arc. The only like meaningful thing that happens to him is he keeps trying to tell Rey something that he never gets to tell her. Other than that, he just exists. He does cool stuff, obviously. But he doesn't really, his character doesn't do anything in this movie. I think the character who gets the best service by this movie is Poe Dameron. Because it continues, we've seen him go from Force Awakens, he's just the cocky flyboy, he's cool to watch. Last Jedi makes him confront, you know, his actions, his cockiness, mm-hmm. and he learns to be a better leader. And then in Rise of Skywalker, we see him as a better leader. I think Poe Dameron was probably best serviced by these three movies as a continuum.
I mean, yeah, kind of. I think he was also... Well, no, I mean, he was pretty good in The Last Jedi.
Yeah. So...
I don't know. I think... I don't know. So I think the root of all this is Kathleen Kennedy.
I think she's... I have my beefs with her in the regard that I don't think... Either... I feel like she tries to play it too safe, too. Like, the reason... Like, she fired Gareth Edwards off of Rogue One, even though arguably the best stuff in Rogue One is because of Gareth Edwards. She fired Lord and Miller from Solo. Solo is easily the worst of these new movies.
Yes. But we both know from listening to the Blank Check episode, thanks to film critic David Sims and his inside sources, that Kevin Feige has a very tight grip on the Marvel side. Yes. And he basically has a... He basically lays it out for the directors of where he wants the story and where he needs the story to end up.
But he also gives them a level of freedom, too.
Yeah, but there's a... she gives... I think with Star Wars and having the first two movies being like made at the same time, basically, I think that does such a disservice because...
Oh, they definitely should have taken like 3 years between movies.
Because the... like, I'm sure Rian Johnson and JJ were talking, but I'm sure there was some miscommunication along the way.
What's the thing? I think... What's the thing? JJ Abrams had publicly said he loved he loved the Last Jedi script. Like, he loved what Rian Johnson did. And I don't feel like the things he did in this movie were purposeful, like, hey, fuck you to The Last Jedi.
No, it's I think that's why I like it more, because I think the things that he did in this movie actually makes The Last Jedi better for me.
That's how I felt about The Last Jedi and Force Awakens. See, The Last Jedi made me appreciate The Force Awakens more. But I don't know. I feel like...
I just think she didn't have a tight grip on...
Well, it's definitely probably hard at first to figure out what you're going to do. Like, I don't think this...
Well, I think she should have taken it one at a time instead of doing two at once, and then...
They definitely should have done, like, 3 years between movies. Like, they shouldn't have tried to do, like, bam, bam, bam.
And then for some reason, they're more focused on who's directing these side movies.
Yeah.
They're hiring and firing people on those when...
Yeah, that's... And the weirdest thing is, like, even if you don't like The Last Jedi, you have to admit it takes a lot of risks. It's weird that she would fire, like, Lord and Miller from Solo for taking too many risks instead of just letting them do their thing. So that's what confuses me about her is, like, it seems like sometimes she's, like, go crazy, but then other times she's like, eh.
Right, and I actually don't think she knows what she wants out of Star Wars.
Well, it's probably tough, because it's always been in the mind of one guy.
Right, but I think as a...
And if you've heard George Lucas's... Have you heard the stories about what his sequel movies were going to be about?
I heard it was something with Palpatine.
There's going to... I don't know, nothing with Palpatine or anything, but I heard that he was going to concentrate on the Wills, which are little living organisms that live inside midichlorians that physically control the Force.
Yeah.
So I guess at some point we're going to go inside people's DNA and see little people or something. Mm-hmm. Sounds fucking bananas.
Yeah, it is really weird.
Yeah.
But I just think that... I think she's one of the... greatest producers of our generation.
Oh, easily.
She's produced some of the best movies ever, like, to come out of Hollywood. I just think that as someone who's at that status, I think she does deserve to carry a franchise that's as big as this, but I just think that she's too close. She's too on the inside.
Well, I think they finally learned their lesson, the fact that they're taking like 3 or 4 years off.
Right.
Like, they finally learned their lesson that you don't need to pump out Star... Because I feel like even we were blinded at first. We were like, a Star Wars movie every year? Hell yeah. But then, like, I think by the time we all reached Solo, we were like, this is probably not a good idea.
Like, the fact that Kevin Feige had a clear vision... I'm sure not at first, because they were just making him...
Well, you can tell the Marvel movies, they get better as they go.
Yeah, like at some point, he had a clear vision for where he wanted them all to end up.
And then another thing with Marvel...
Over 20 movies.
Is people complain that they announced their movie, like, their schedule so far ahead of time, but that gives them so much time to be like, hey, we'll hire a director for this now. Like, they hire their director so far in advance.
And he gets it right a lot. Like, he gets the characters right... He gets the choice of directors right that mesh with the characters.
Like I said, that also gives him time to see if like the directors are gonna, because obviously a lot of people complain about the Marvel formula, even though I think even you can just look at the movies, there's obviously ways to work within the formula and still be unique. But the fact that he has such a clear plan, it gives him time to see, like, he'll hire a director, see if they're going to work with his formula, and then they can just, like, and then if not, they can part ways, you know?
Which
I feel like Kathleen Kennedy, she hires the directors far in advance, but I don't feel like she really gets to know what she's getting into with them, like, I feel like she should have realized early on with and Miller.
Yeah.
Obviously, these guys, they come from a comedy background. The way they make movies is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Although with that one, it's also Lawrence Kasdan being a little bitch. So.
Right. But I just think it's so weird that over 20 movies, this executive producer, head of Marvel, can get it right.
And he's producing one of the upcoming Star Wars movies.
So. And for some reason... you know, Kathleen Kennedy's having trouble uniting the fan base over 3 movies. I just find that so weird.
Well, for me, I'm okay.
And that might be a thing from Disney, actually, that he's producing something over there.
It could be. Well, for me, I think it's always okay for people to disagree about Star Wars, because I feel like people, because even back to like, if you look back, Empire was divisive. People are like,
right,
what is
yeah.
this? People are like, Return of the Jedi was divisive. They're like, we're fucking Ewoks. Obviously, the prequels are divisive. So I'm okay with discussion over the movie.
As I was watching it, I mean, the scene where he grabs a lightsaber and is like, this deserves more respect, is a clear reaction to what happened in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But over time, like, let's say our kids watch it. They're not going to understand the weight that...
Yeah.
Had as like us sitting in the, like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh man, that's like something that we see in the Return of the Jedi now, or like, you know, Empire, that was probably like really big back then.
I don't know.
How did Maz Kanata get the lightsaber?
That doesn't make sense. But see, that goes back to like your escape pod thing. See, that could be a plot hole. But then in my brain, I'm like, there's probably a reason.
She's like a scavenger lady.
Yeah, there's probably a reason.
Yeah.
That's
I just want to know.
That's my thing with most, like, especially with these big movies and people are like, oh, this doesn't make sense. I'm like, eh, as long as it's not like a huge, like...
But then if you watch the original trilogy, we obviously understand a lot of what they're saying now. But if you just... Let's imagine you're in the 1970s. And Luke Skywalker and this old guy are talking about the Clone Wars and...
Oh, it's nonsense.
Like, it makes... Yeah, like, when you watch it with, like, blank... Like, a blank, you know, brain or whatever, the stuff that they're saying is...
Nonsense.
Nothing. It means nothing. But we obviously know what the Clone Wars is now. Yeah,
which, like, I also think that's actually...
Like, there's a lot of just things that they say that...
I think that's also another thing that's always going to work against Star Wars from here on out, is that Star Wars has such a deep mythology now.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, expanded universe and, mm-hmm. like, Wikipedia, that's always going to hurt Star Wars going forward, no matter what movie, because mm-hmm. you're always going to have the fans, one, they're going to be like, why, this happened in the expanded universe, why can't it happen
in this? And aside from the Marvel stuff where it's multiple comics and everything, you can get away with the multiple universe
thing. Whereas Star Wars, like,
it's only one timeline. Canon,
yeah. And you're going to have the people who are like, well, in this one Star Wars comic book from 1983, it said this. Why is this character doing this? And
yeah.
That's always going to hurt Star Wars going from
it. Yeah, definitely.
Like, if you talk to Colin, video game expert of the world, past and future guests, about the Death Star plans, he'll bring up Kyle Katarn, his favorite character. Who he was in one of the Star Wars games, and he was one of the guys who helped steal the Death Star plans, and he was salty because he wasn't in Rogue One.
Oh,
well, just an example. You're gonna get those fans that are
right.
Are they gonna be like, why didn't this character do this or this? You know.
I love Star Wars. For this one, knowing how I felt after The Last Jedi, and I, honestly, when I was watching The Last Jedi, like a week ago. I sat down and I was like, I'm just in for the ride, you know, like, I'm not going to think about anything except for the part where he threw it over his shoulder. I did stand up.
Great.
And I said, what the fuck is this? And then I sat back down this one, I just went into it and I said, whatever they give me, I'm going to take, because it's Star Wars. And
I mean, I still had a great ride. I just,
I'm not gonna ask them to make the ride better. I'm not gonna tell them what I think is bad.
Well, another thing I will give them is it's hard to end a trilogy. I understand that.
Or a nine?
Yeah,
nine,
which again, I don't think
Nick's trilogy.
That should have been one of their goals either, but
to end it.
Well, I just feel like they put more weight on their shoulders saying we have to cap off this 9-movie saga.
Sure, yeah.
When you should have just been like, hey, we got to end these 3 movies. Mm-hmm. If we want to, like...
But watching episode 1 and episode 3 a couple days after did make me appreciate them more, knowing the whole... You know, it was honestly... It's more the arc of the Emperor to be, you know.
Yeah.
It's really just the Emperor's saga.
I even think they didn't use the Emperor to his full potential, though.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding
me? They could have done so
much more
cool.
With the freaking lightning,
yeah.
Taking down tons of ships. I mean, come on.
That almost felt like fan fiction, though.
This whole trilogy is fan fiction.
Yeah, I don't know.
The prequels are George's fan fiction.
The Emperor's... When I first heard the Emperor was in it, I pictured a really cool one scene part where they go to the Death Star wreckage, mm-hmm. and his spirit is stuck there, mm-hmm. and they have to deal with like a haunted Death Star wreckage, and the Emperor's spirit is messing with them there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my thoughts were. I was like, oh, there's no way he's actually the main villain. Mm-hmm. And then here's one beef that I have. This is a beef I had with you and a lot of Star Wars fans kept saying, what are they going to do for the third one? There's no villain now. They killed Snoke. Kylo Ren was your villain. What do you mean?
But he wasn't fully trained.
But he became Supreme Leader Kylo Ren.
From his own orders. Because
he was the villain.
Because he's a little bitch boy.
Exactly. How cool would it have been to have a little bitch boy villain?
No.
Who's like this big baby, doesn't know what he's doing. He's sending armies to planets and killing people. And you're like...
No, the intro was really cool. But I think... So that's something that I wish Ryan did in The Last Jedi was... Because at the end of The Force Awakens, Snoke is like, get off the Starkiller base, come complete your training. And we saw a lot of Rey training in the Last Jedi. I wish there was a contrast of Kylo training. Because then in this one, if he was like fully done with his training, I think then it could have worked, yeah.
So I feel like Snoke had almost given up on him at that point. Basically calls him into the throne and he's like, you're a loser, I hate you.
Well, yeah, that's why I think it shouldn't have been like that. I think he should have been
Kylo to kill Snoke, though, because I feel like at that point he's done with Snoke. He's like, this guy's a little bitch.
Well, it could have worked both ways. Like, he could have been training him as well as being hard on him, you know.
Yeah, he could have.
And then that also could have, and then once he like reached his full potential, he could have, you know, taken him out at that point.
I don't know. Star Wars is awesome.
Yeah.
I will always love Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's stuff I love about this movie. There's stuff I don't like. Honestly, the Rey thing is the biggest thing. It, like, physically did... It caused my heart pain.
Oh, that's sad.
Like, literally when it's like, Palpatine's grown daughter.
If she said... I mean, her...
And the whole thing at the end, I've warmed up to, even though in my brain at first I was like, she doesn't need to be Rey Skywalker, but then I'm like, okay,
The part where she goes to Tatooine and buries the lightsabers is cool.
It's pretty cool.
What do you think about Leia's having a lightsaber?
Yeah, see, that's cool.
That's awesome.
The fact that Leia trained her is
dual
cool.
Lightsaber. We got dual lightsaber against the Emperor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But... Yeah, I like the part where the Jedi talk in the clouds. That was
cool. Oh, yeah, cool. Okay, but yeah, so her whole, like, her main quote throughout the whole trilogy is, I'm no one.
Which would have been
a very cool last line, yes.
Yes, if she said,
I'm no one.
Who are you, Rey? It's like, I'm just Rey, or I'm no one.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that would have been
very
cool.
And Luke and Leia still could have been there.
Right.
They still could. Why didn't they have all the Skywalker Force ghosts? How cool would that have been?
Like Anakin,
Ben, Leia, Luke. That could have been cool. But one thing I will give to The Force Awakens, because I rewatched The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi the same day as Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
I was watching Han Solo's death scene, and when he says it, it became clear to me, because obviously they repeat the same lines mm-hmm. in this.
Which I thought, some people are saying it's a cop-out, but I think it was cool.
What became clear to me is that you can see in Han's eyes, he knows that him dying is the only way to save his son.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Because at first, like, first,
well, I mean, that's just Harrison Ford.
Well, yeah, but I feel like it's potentially written that way. Like, he knows, like, as soon as he steps on that bridge, he knows Kylo's going to kill him.
I mean, Harrison Ford is so good in that movie. Yeah. I liked, so, I mean, I've watched The Force Awakens so many times. And the last time, like, last week when I watched it, I loved Harrison Ford so much.
Well, he's great in that movie.
I just like honed in on his performance the last time I watched it. That movie. And it was so good.
But yeah. Star Wars is cool. Babu Frick. Porgs. Porgs are great.
Yeah, I'll give him the porgs.
Do you know how many porgs I have? I have a Build-A-Bear porg.
Oh my god.
I have a stuffed porg. I have two little porg action figures. I have a porg hat and scarf.
What time is this movie?
6:50.
Okay.
Should we leave?
Yeah, probably.
I have a porg.
Or either they're going to see Jumanji or Cats. So.
I have a porg ornament. I don't have a porg t-shirt. I have a porg pin.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of porgs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I thought this movie was awesome.
Babu Frick.
I can't wait to own it. And
I can't wait for the Babu Frick cut.
Right. Are they really not going to make a Star Wars 10? I feel like that's...
Oh, they said... Well, Kathleen Kennedy said... She said... We would like to show you more stuff with these characters, so like they could give like Poe a Disney Plus show or something.
Yeah.
Well, this obviously isn't a complaint because it just goes into expectations thing. It would have been so cool if they made Finn and Poe a couple in this.
Right.
Didn't it feel like they were hinting at it in the beginning when they come back and Poe and Finn are kind of arguing and Rey says to Finn, "Why was he in a bad mood?" And Finn's like, "Yep, you guessed it." Didn't it kind of seem like they were hinting?
Oh, I mean, this movie's horny.
Yeah.
This whole trilogy is kind of horny.
Even though I didn't like the Rey and Kylo kiss, I feel like they had a lot of like sexual tension.
It was deserving, I think.
Kind of. But
yeah. I mean, I could have done without it for sure. I
made a good joke to my girlfriend when Kylo was talking to Rey, or when Kylo does the Force thing with Rey and then notices that she's in his quarters. He's like, "The girl is in my quarters, get her." I was like, "The first time a girl's ever been in his bedroom."
Oh, that scene was awesome too.
Well, yeah, I will give JJ. At least he didn't get rid of the whole Force Skype thing.
He like took it to the next level.
Yeah,
with fucking battling. Yeah.
So I'm glad he kept that going.
And then, how did you feel about the passing the lightsaber?
See, that was cool.
That was awesome. Yeah.
The healing stuff is cool, but I feel like
gotta be really powerful.
We might have overused it a little bit, but it was cool though.
Well, I mean, set up, right? Like,
yeah,
I feel what was like, the first time?
Like the worm was cool when she did.
Yeah, that was the first time.
I don't think she had to stab Ben. I feel like she could have stabbed him somewhere non-lethal, because then when she just heals him then, and then they also heal each other at the end, it's kind of like...
No, I feel like... I feel like that was necessary. Because, like... I think at that point, it proves that he's not fully trained. And she's farther along than he is.
You're not fully trained.
Definitely not fully trained.
Did you win in a lightsaber fight?
No, I actually went into, like, there's like some really nerdy videos and stuff about like, well, I watched this video of like, oh, Rey's a Palpatine, here's why or whatever. And it went into their fighting style, and she has a very similar fighting style to Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith. With like the thing that he like his fencing kind of stabbing that he does, she does the same thing in Force Awakens. When she like the first time she holds the lightsaber and just kind of whacks at Kylo, and they went in this video, they went into all the different fighting styles that the Jedi and Sith have, and I'm like, this isn't even in the movies. It's really like you don't need to include this. Lightsaber fighting is literally just how good are you with your blade and how tapped into the Force are you to anticipate your enemy's moves.
I will say Kylo Ren has a really badass lightsaber style.
Oh yeah,
when he does that thing where he gets all hunched over and shit, and he like holds it out like this. I'm like, is there one thing we can agree on in The Last Jedi? That throne room fight fucks. How awesome is the throne room fight?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Every time I watch that, I'm just like...
Also, Palpatine fucks.
Literally.
We can agree on that.
Do you think he fucked pre or post being all gross?
Well, here's... Well, okay, so... Thing,
why wouldn't he care about his Force-sensitive son? Why would he just... That's another thing. Like, he's like... He's
right.
Like,
he's no, like, they definitely... Yes, that's a problem.
He's like, fuck you, kid. But then he's like, my granddaughter.
Right, because...
And then yeah. Also, why wouldn't... Like, he tells Ben that, like, he tortured him with visions and voices. Why wouldn't he have just done that to Rey? Because he didn't know where she was. But if he's that powerful, wouldn't he have been able to find her?
I don't know.
Would you fuck Emperor Palpatine?
No.
No?
I want to say pre, because...
It'd be easier for him to find someone to...
When he was, like, a senator, you know? But,
I think I have to say...
But I want to say, I don't think the ages match up if it was pre. I think it had to be post.
That's so gross.
Right? Because pre... So let's say episode 3, right? At his prime, when mm-hmm. he's, like, top senator, like, almost the emperor. I am the Senate, you know? Let's say, you know, someone was knocking on his door and they fucked in his office that he kills Mace Windu, and he fucked in there too.
It's disgusting.
So let's say they do it then, which is also when
it's
Luke
like 60 years
when though. Luke is born. So if he did it then, Rey would be as old as Luke is, and you know, so it had to be post.
It had to be post.
Which is gross. That's gross.
He's so gross. Want to have a hot take I have with the Emperor?
Unless...
What?
The gestation period for whatever alien race he probably fucked was different than...
He fucked, like, one of Jabba's aliens.
You know, yeah, you don't know. Any, I mean...
From me Solo in the Wookiee.
No, because, you know, Coruscant was just a melting pot back then.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
But speaking of young, you want a hot take I have?
We should probably go.
Oh, do you think we're going to make it in time?
10 minutes?
Yeah.
There's previews.
That's true.
We got to still decide if we're seeing Cats.
Well, let me look at the movie times, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, if we see Cats, what are we going to do, Jumanji?
I don't know. I just want to see a movie with you.
Let's see, I just want to be your friend. But I was going to say, my favorite Palpatine is, even though the prequels are bad, I like Senate Palpatine the most out of all the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Emperor?
Like, he's fine in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of, like, he's the most boring part of Return of the Jedi. Like, I love the Luke and Darth Vader stuff on the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, when's Cats playing? Cats isn't playing till 7:50. That's out of the question.
Oh, no. We can't.
You can see DeBang 3 at 9:10.
No, I guess we should probably get going then.
Yeah.
Or we can see Star Wars again.
Could see Star Wars again, but then I would see Star Wars. Colin would be like, "You saw it twice." Star Wars doesn't play till 7. I mean, it would be
It's 7. You know?
It would be perfectly like symmetrical if we left this conversation to go see Star Wars again. I will admit
that's true.
Then The Rock, we'd do him a disservice.
Right, we can go see Spies in Disguise.
Uncut Gems plays at 7:10.
You just saw it.
I know.
I don't know. Do we go see Jumanji?
We should probably see Jumanji. If you think we can make it.
6:50?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be previews. I mean, the previews are online.
Yeah.
And we've seen previews before. Yeah. We don't have to watch previews.
Yeah. I guess we should leave then.
Okay. So, to sum it all up, we love Star Wars. We're not mad at each other. Don't worry.
Yeah, no. Well, you are a piece of shit.
Yeah, you suck too.
Just in general.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie, twitter.com/notnewmovie. Tell us what you think about this. Leave us a review and tell us what you think. And
we think Jumanji's the next episode.
We think. You know, we're just kind
of here. I'm gonna cover all our bases. The next episode could be one of five things. It could be Jumanji. It could be Tully. It could be a surprise Christmas episode for some reason.
Uh-huh.
It could be Bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Cats.
That's right. This is a low-stakes podcast.
Yeah.
We're just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
We do what we want.
That's right.